Well, you know, given the fact that there was pretty atrocious conditions out there, and you know, there was a slippy ball and a very slippy pitch. You said there was a lot of spills, and I'm not too sure there was many thrills. But you know, I think anybody came down to McCool Park tonight could see the endeavour that's out there, and that these lads are, you know, they're working very, very hard. That's a relatively strong Monaghan team that they had out there this evening, and they controlled the game for parts, but. It is like, again, we're looking to give these lads the best possible opportunity to put their hand up for, you know, positions in the on the Donegal squad. And you know, given the fact that it's kind of sandwiched between underage club championship games and of course you know, the Sigerson Cup and all, it's difficult because, you know, that's why a lot of the lads who played last night, like, we didn't want to use them in the game. We had to throw one or two in just because of injuries and circumstance. But again, as I said, it's just the huge value of strengthening the squad. You know, if we go into the third or fourth round of the National League and we haven't strengthened the squad, it's going to hurt us.
Yeah.
And so that's the purpose, and the overriding purpose of these games in the McKenna Cup is just that, to give lads the opportunity to get a feel for what competitive inter-county football is like.
Yeah. And taken by what we've seen over the last couple of days, there certainly is several players that are putting a shout up to be part of this going forward.
Yeah, well, we'd like to think so. And I mean, we've just take a little bit of time out now and assess that. I mean, we'll have a very functioning squad. We'll also have, you know, a developmental group in the background that at any stage they'll be watched, and at any stage they can be pulled in, you know, to work and function in the team. But everyone is, like, there's a good atmosphere there at the moment. You know, there's a good few of the more experienced players obviously haven't been played in any of these games, and they're itching to get back out on the field with Donegal as well. But that's going to come fairly quickly now over the coming weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy couple of weeks, and we do expect a lot of change to the team that's going to line out against Kerry in several weeks' time in the opener.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you know, whatever team we put on the field, I think if the attitude is right and all the indications are that they are, these lads they're trying to, you know, refine some of the play. And you know, it's the things that we are pointing out to them are things that we believe will actually improve their effectiveness. And you know, I think that people will see that as we go through the league.
Yep. One of the young players impressed over the last couple of days, and particularly was penalty tonight.
Yeah.
Takes a brave young man.
Yeah.
Stepping up to go up against Rory Began with a penalty. Struck it well, so he did, Luke McGlynn.
Yeah, he I think some of those teams over in Qatar could have done with him, all right. It does take, and like, we were delighted to see that, because that's what it's about, taking responsibility. And I don't think anyone who was in the goals would have stopped that. It's done him. He's lovely temperament, and he's a fine player. And look, if there's him and a few more, it's all going to act in the cause of Donegal.
Yeah, I know it was a difficult night as well, but maybe the concession of freeze maybe was one of the negative things of tonight, was it, Paddy?
Very much so. Yeah. Now, I thought the referee was, but I mean, I thought it maybe a little bit over fussy, just on because it was so difficult for lads to keep their balance and all of there. But the reality, we did say it to them at half time, we spoke about it there. You know, at this level of football, you just cannot be conceding. We conceded more than a fair share of it would have been the difference between the result if we didn't give away as many soft frees.
Yeah, well, it's better off getting that ironed out at this time of the year, Paddy.
Well, that's very much so. You know what I mean? That's all we talk to the lads is about, what we can learn, and you know, you carry that forward all the time. But that's the truth of it. You know, it's not, we're not. Nobody likes losing games of football, and you know, we had a couple of chances there to turn that round. But the much more overriding concern is what we got in terms of the development of lads.
Just finally then, the league's coming up. You have more away games than you do home games. Obviously, the target would be, let's get the full points on the board from the home games, and that puts you in a good foundation, Paddy.
Yeah, well, look, it's very important that we put the right meaning on this, you know.
What is the meaning on the league then?
Well, people, you know, people say to me, it is survival in the National League, the Division One National League is what it's all about. Well, I would like to think that it's thriving in it, you know.
Right.
And you know, that's not going to be easy, because you're up against the best. All of the teams who are in Division One would have a certain amount of belief that they're going to be in Croke Park on the day that really matters. So there's going to be titanic battles in that. There's no question about it.
Do you believe, finally, then, that you have a squad, be it the guys that played over the last couple of games and the boys that are training up the road in Convoy when they come back, that you have a good enough squad to thrive in Division 1?
Well, it's where we want to get them to, do you know? And we haven't been able, we're not going to know ourselves truly until we can actually put that, you know, the team that's going to go out against Kerry as to how that functions. The lads who we've been, I suppose, nursing somewhat are... They're hugely hungry to get back into the jersey. So look, it's going to be exciting, and it's going to be an enormous challenge. But we can't fault in terms of the effort and time and energy that's been put into it by all of the lads.